Hi, my name's Rich Harrington for the Photo Focus podcast, and today we're catching up with one of our Photo Focus authors, Robert Vanelli. Vanelli is both a professional photographer, and he also works with Skylum Software on their Luminar AI program. V, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rich.
Now, one of the things I know a lot of folks struggle with is figuring out where to begin when they want to sit down and edit their photos. You've worked with a lot of different folks as a coach, a mentor, an instructor. Why do you think so many people struggle with photo editing?
No, honestly, I think because now we have so many options that they get stuck. You know, they look at all these different options instead of just narrowing it down to one or two and then enhance them from there. But because the options are just endless, they don't know where to start.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think it's very easy to get overwhelmed by too many choices. With that in mind, do you have any strategies that you use when it comes to editing your photos, sort of a triage approach that you take? Is there anything that you like to do to really jumpstart the process?
Now, again, because I do work for Skylum and I'm a little biased on it, the new feature they have is templates. And these templates are AI driven. And what I like is if I get stuck or if I'm stumped on what I want to do to edit, I let the computer assist me. It's just like with photography. If I get stumped on lighting, I'll put the camera in auto mode, take the picture, look at what the camera thinks is a good photo, and then tweak it. Same thing here with the templates. I like to let it give me a suggestion, and then I have that aha moment, and I go in and I tweak it to my liking.
Sure. So you're kind of using, just like the camera's auto mode, the ability for it to analyze the image and make a suggestion, and then you could decide to use or modify those settings until it matches your taste. You're doing the same thing in post-production. You're letting the camera make some suggestions and the software make some suggestions, and then you're free to pick and choose how much of those suggestions you implement.
Exactly. And as you know, that avoids you going down that rabbit hole, you know, to where you start an edit at, you know, 10 o'clock at night, and all of a sudden you look outside and it's daylight. You're like, what the heck did I do? You know, you end up going down a really deep, deep, deep rabbit hole. This helps avoid all that.
Vanelli, that makes a lot of sense. What you've done there is you've let the camera make some suggestions, you let the computer make some suggestions, and you know what's possible, but then you're free to completely customize. Is there anything else that you like to say? You know, once you've come up with a desired edit approach, can the computer learn from you?
Oh, God, save it. Always, whether you're dealing with Luminar, Lightroom, Photoshop, whatever it is, save it as a preset, or save it, in Luminar's case, you save it as a template. Save that, give it a good descriptive name, and then the next time you're stumped, you just go right back to your list of favorite templates that you've created, and then you have a great starting point.
Excellent. This makes a lot of sense. Thanks for giving me some practical advice, and we'll catch up with you more just a little bit later. Thanks, V.
Thank you.